How many times did you hit her with a sledgehammer? I don't know. The world is a pretty scary place, with some pretty scary people, some of whom have done some pretty terrible things before the law caught up with them. These men are now serving time in prison, but even as inmates they are not to be taken lightly. In today's video, we'll take a look at some criminals who deserve the title of the most feared man in prison, Jason Barnum. Our journey through the lives of the most dangerous inmates begins with Jason Barnum, a man who has earned the chilling nickname of Iowl. Barnum's looks are enough to send shivers down the spine. His right eye is tattooed in black and an eyeball on his forehead, making him instantly recognizable. But it's not just his striking appearance that makes Barnum a famous figure. He has a long history of criminal activity, primarily as a serial burglar. However, it was an incident in 2012 that truly cemented his place among the world's most dangerous inmates. That year, Barnum was found hiding in a hotel and when confronted by two police officers, he opened fire without hesitation. One officer was injured in the shooting. Barnum's violent actions landed him in prison, where he would face justice for his crimes. In 2015, Barnum was tried and sentenced to 22 years in prison. Among the charges against him were attempted murder, as well as car theft and burglary. During his trial, it was revealed that Barnum had been funding his addiction to illicit substances through his criminal activities. The eye may be an unmistakable sight, but it is his dangerous and violent tendencies that truly set him apart. His actions serve as a chilling reminder of the lengths some individuals will go to satisfy their addictions and the devastating consequences that follow. As we delve deeper into the lives of these dangerous inmates, it becomes clear that their stories are filled with grisly details and unimaginable crimes. Each has left an indelible mark on society and serves as a stark reminder of the darkness that can lurk within the human psyche. Join us as we meet the most feared and dangerous men in prison. Next, we uncover the chilling story of Joseph James DeAngelo, better known as the Golden State Killer. His reign of terror will leave you speechless, so stay tuned because there's more to come on this gripping journey into the world of the world's most dangerous inmates. Joseph James DeAngelo. Our exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates takes us to the chilling case of Joseph James DeAngelo, a name that strikes fear into the hearts of many. DeAngelo is better known as the Golden State Killer, a moniker that reflects the scale of his alarming crimes. Between 1974 and 1986, DeAngelo embarked on a reign of terror that paralyzed communities across California with fear. His crimes included 13 murders, more than 50 sexual assaults, and an estimated 120 burglaries. The scale of his crimes is enough to send shivers down the spine. What makes DeAngelo's case even more disturbing is the fact that he managed to elude capture for decades. After 1986, the case went cold, leaving investigators and the public desperate for answers. But justice was finally served in 2018, when advances in genetic genealogy and incriminating DNA evidence led to DeAngelo's arrest at the age of 72. DeAngelo's arrest sent shockwaves across the country as the true extent of his crimes came to light. In a shocking turn of events, he ultimately pleaded guilty to 13 counts of first-degree murder and 13 counts of kidnapping. The extent of his guilt was undeniable, and what makes DeAngelo's case all the more chilling is his background as a former police officer. For a brief period in the 1970s, he worked as a law enforcement officer, a position that should have protected and served the community. Instead, he used his knowledge and access to commit heinous acts of violence. As a result of his guilty pleas, DeAngelo was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The victims and their families finally received some measure of relief in knowing that the man responsible for their pain would spend the rest of his life behind bars. The story of Joseph James DeAngelo, the Golden State Killer, is a haunting reminder of the darkness that can lurk in seemingly ordinary people. His crimes left a lasting impact on the communities he terrorized, and his arrest brought a sense of relief and justice to those affected. But our journey into the lives of the world's most dangerous inmates is far from over. Stay tuned as we delve into the harrowing stories of other famous individuals who have left a trail of devastation in their wake. Next up, we uncover the horrific crimes of Shura Kolai, a man whose actions shocked an entire nation. So don't go anywhere, because there's much more to come in this gripping exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates. Shura Kolai. Our journey into the lives of the world's most dangerous inmates takes us to the city of Noida, India, where a series of horrific crimes shocked the nation. At the center of this chilling story is Shura Kolai, a man whose actions left an indelible mark on the community. Between 2005 and 2006, Noida was plagued by a series of cases of missing children. Despite mounting pressure from parents and the community, local authorities initially overlooked the severity of the situation. It wasn't until the murder of a sex worker was investigated that the full extent of the horror was revealed. In 2006, Noida businessman Maninder Singh Pandor and his servant Surinder Kali were arrested on charges of murdering a sex worker. However, when investigators began searching for evidence, they made a grisly discovery. Numerous remains of young victims were unearthed, exposing the gruesome truth of Kali's crimes. During the investigation, Kali was found responsible for multiple murders and revealed the gruesome details of his heinous actions. He was found responsible for the deaths of over 19 victims, a figure that shocked the entire country. In a trial that shocked the nation, Kali was sentenced to death on 13 counts of murder. However, his sentence remains pending as the final judicial process continues. The scale of his crimes and the pain inflicted on the victims' families cannot be underestimated. While the courts found that Pandor was not directly involved in the murders, he was sentenced to 7 years in prison for prostitution. Surly's case is a stark reminder of the darkness that can reside within people and the devastating consequences of their actions. The story of Surinder Kali and the Noida murders is a chilling chapter in the annals of crime. It underscores the importance of swift and thorough investigations, as well as the need to bring justice to those who perpetrate such heinous acts. But our exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates is far from over. Stay tuned as we delve into the harrowing stories of other high-profile individuals who have left a trail of devastation in their wake. Next up, we uncover the chilling tale of Johanna Dene, a woman whose thirst for violence knew no bounds. So don't go anywhere because there's much more to come in this gripping exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates. Johanna Dene. Our exploration of the most dangerous female prisoners takes us to the chilling story of Johanna Dene, a woman whose thirst for violence knew no bounds. Dene's crimes shocked the nation and left a trail of devastation in their wake. In 2013, Dene embarked on a grisly killing spree in Cambridgeshire, England. She stabbed three men to death, all of whom she knew, but her violence did not stop there. Dene also attacked two other men in separate incidents, both of whom miraculously survived. Her attacks were premeditated and carried out with a chilling level of calculation. Making Dene's case even more disturbing is the revelation that she had allegedly planned to commit a total of 9 murders. Her thirst for violence seemed insatiable and her actions shocked the community. During her detention, authorities made another chilling discovery. Dene had written an escape plan that involved cutting off the finger of an injured or killed guard in order to unlock the biometric scanners on the doors. Her determination to escape and continue her reign of terror was evident. Dene's violent behavior extended beyond her victims. She also made death threats against other inmates, forcing the authorities to move her several times to ensure the safety of those around her. Her mere presence was enough to instill fear in those who crossed her path. Since her arrest, Dene has been serving her sentence in a high-security prison, where she continues to be a highly dangerous inmate. Her case serves as a chilling reminder of the darkness that can reside within people and the devastating consequences of their actions. Johanna Dene's story is a disturbing chapter in the annals of crime. Her thirst for violence and calculated actions left a lasting impact on the lives of those affected. It is a stark reminder of the depths of human depravity and the need for justice. but our exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates is far from over. Stay tuned as we delve into the chilling stories of other famous individuals who have left a trail of devastation in their wake. Next up, we'll uncover the chilling story of Charles Cullen, a medical professional turned angel of death. So don't go anywhere because there's much more to come in this gripping exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates. Charles Cullen. Our exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates takes us inside the chilling world of Charles Cullen, a medical professional turned angel of death. Cullen's crimes shocked the healthcare community and left a trail of devastation in his wake. In 1986, Cullen graduated with a degree in nursing and began working at various hospitals in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Little did anyone know that beneath his seemingly kind exterior lurked sinister intentions. Throughout his 16-year career, Cullen administered lethal doses of various substances to multiple patients, making him one of the most prolific serial killers in the medical field. It wasn't until 2003 that Cullen's reign of terror came to an end. He was finally apprehended and the true extent of his crimes began to emerge. It was officially determined that he had killed 29 patients, though the actual number of deaths or complications caused by his actions may be much higher. The motive for Cullen's heinous acts was chillingly twisted. He claimed to be easing the pain of his victims, but it was later revealed that not all of them were terminally ill. His actions were motivated by a disturbing desire for control and power over the lives of others. In 2006, Cullen was sentenced to 18 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. His crimes left a lasting impact on the families of his victims, who have had to grapple with the loss and betrayal they suffered at the hands of a trusted healthcare professional. Since his incarceration, Sen has been confined within the walls of a high-security prison, where he remains a haunting presence. His case serves as a stark reminder of the vulnerability of patients and the need for vigilance in the healthcare system to prevent tragedies of this nature from happening again. The story of Charles Cullen is a chilling chapter in the annals of crime. His transformation from trusted medical professional to cold-blooded killer rocked the healthcare community to its core. It serves as a sobering reminder of the darkness that can reside within people and the devastating consequences of their actions. But our exploration of the most dangerous inmates is far from over. Stay tuned as we delve into the harrowing stories of other high-profile individuals who have left a trail of devastation in their wake. Next up, we uncover the story of Robert Maudsley, a British serial killer who struck fear into his fellow inmates. So don't go anywhere because there's much more to come in this gripping exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates. Robert Maudsley. Our exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates takes us to the chilling story of Robert Maudsley, a British serial killer whose crimes struck fear into the hearts of his fellow prisoners. Maudsley's dark and twisted actions have left an indelible mark on the annals of crime. Between 1974 and 1978, Maudsley committed 3 murders and 1 manslaughter. His victims were either suspected criminals or incarcerated criminals, making his crimes in his eyes a twisted form of vigilante justice. His first victim was a man who had requested it, while his second was a patient at Broadmoor Psychiatric Hospital. His last 2 victims were fellow prisoners at Wakefield Prison, where Emily was serving his sentence. The chilling nature of Emily's crimes led to his classification as a highly dangerous individual. In 1983, it was determined that he could not reside with the general prison population due to the risk he posed to others. As a result, he was transferred to solitary confinement, where he has remained ever since. In 2000, Maudsley attempted to apply for some form of release from prison, but his request was denied. His time in solitary confinement has been characterized by strict isolation and limited human contact, a testament to the danger he poses to those around him. Emily's case is a disturbing reminder of the complexity of the criminal mind and the depths of darkness that can reside within people. His actions, driven by a twisted sense of justice, have left a lasting impact on the lives of those affected by his crimes. While Maudsley's story is one of horror and fear, It also raises important questions about the nature of justice and the rehabilitation of dangerous individuals within the prison system. His case serves as a chilling reminder of the need for constant vigilance and the measures that must be taken to protect both inmates and prison staff. The story of Robert Moosley is a chilling chapter in the annals of crime. His transformation from alleged vigilante to highly dangerous inmate has left a lasting impact on the prison system. It serves as a stark reminder of the darkness that can reside within individuals and the devastating consequences of their actions. But our exploration of the most dangerous inmates is far from over. Stay tuned for the chilling stories of other famous individuals who have left a trail of devastation in their wake. Next up, we discover the chilling tale of David Berkovic, also known as the Son of Sam. So don't go anywhere because there's much more to come in this gripping exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates. David Berkovic. Our exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates takes us to the chilling story of David Berkovic. A name that struck fear into the hearts of New Yorkers in the late 1970s. Berkovic, better known as the Son of Sam, embarked on a reign of terror that left the city gripped with fear. Berkovic's crime spree began in 1975 when he stabbed two women in the Bronx, New York. Over the course of 2 years, he escalated his violence and ended up killing 6 people and injuring 11 others. His attacks were carried out with a level of calculated precision that eluded the police for some time. Making Berkovic's crimes even more chilling was his taunting correspondence with the NYPD and a reporter from the Daily News. In his letters, he referred to himself as the Son of Sam, a man who struck fear into the hearts of New Yorkers. The city was paralyzed with fear as the elusive killer seemed to elude capture. However, in 1977, Berkovic's reign of terror came to an end when he was finally apprehended. He pleaded guilty to his crimes and was sentenced to 6 consecutive life sentences. While behind bars, Berkovic underwent a transformation, embracing religion and becoming an evangelical Christian. Despite his newfound faith, the scars of his crimes remain. The Son of Sam's reign of terror left an indelible mark on the city and on the lives of those affected by his violence. His case serves as a chilling reminder of the capacity for evil that can reside within individuals. Since his incarceration, Berkovic has remained behind bars, serving his life sentence. Although he has expressed remorse for his actions, the pain and trauma inflicted by his crimes cannot be undone. His story serves as a reminder of the devastating consequences of violence and the importance of vigilance in preventing such tragedies. The story of David Berkovic, the Son of Sam, is a chilling chapter in the annals of crime. His transformation from faceless killer to convicted inmate serves as a reminder of the darkness that can reside within people and the lasting repercussions of their actions. But our exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates is far from over. Stay tuned as we delve into the harrowing stories of other notorious individuals who have left a trail of devastation in their wake. Next up, Mark Estrin, we uncover the story of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, a former drug lord whose criminal empire has struck terror into the hearts of many. Don't go anywhere because there's much more to come in this gripping exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Our exploration of the most dangerous prisoners takes us deep into the treacherous world of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, a name that strikes fear into the hearts of many. Guzman's story is one of power, violence, and a criminal empire that spans decades. His involvement with cartels began in the 1970s and he quickly rose to become one of the most notorious drug lords in history. His criminal record is too long to list here, but it includes drug trafficking, violence, money laundering, and collusion with corrupt officials. Throughout his criminal career, Guzman eluded capture on multiple occasions, earning him a reputation as a master escapee. In 2001, he successfully escaped from a maximum security prison, leading to a 13-year manhunt. However, his freedom was short-lived as he was recaptured in 2016. Following his recapture, Guzman was extradited to the United States in 2017 to stand trial. He was ultimately sentenced to life in prison, plus 30 years without the possibility of parole. His arrival at a maximum security prison in Colorado marked the end of his reign as one of the world's most powerful drug lords. Guzman's time in prison has been marked by strict security measures and isolation. His notoriety and the threat he posed to society necessitated these extreme precautions. His criminal empire and the violence associated with it have left a lasting impact on the communities affected by his operations. The story of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is a chilling reminder of the far-reaching consequences of drug trafficking and the power wielded by the leaders of criminal organizations. His capture and subsequent incarceration represent a significant victory in the fight against drug trafficking. While Guzman's empire may have been dismantled, the impact of his crimes continues to resonate. El Chapo's story is a stark reminder of the ongoing fight against drug cartels and the need for international cooperation to combat global drug trafficking. Charles Bronson. Our exploration of the most dangerous inmates takes us to the notorious figure of Charles Bronson, a man whose name has become synonymous with aggression and violence. Bronson's story is marked by a long history of criminal behavior and a reputation as a highly dangerous inmate. Born Michael Gordon Peterson, Bronson earned his stage name from a promoter during his short-lived bare-knuckle boxing career in 1987. However, his notoriety extends far beyond the boxing ring. Bronson's life has been marred by a series of criminal activities that began in his teens when he joined a group of robbers at the tender age of 13. Bronson's criminal history includes a range of offenses, from crashing a stolen truck to robberies and armed robberies. His violent tendencies and aggressive behavior have led to numerous arrests and run-ins with the law. As a result, Bronson has spent the majority of his life behind bars. Since 1993, Bronson has been incarcerated for crimes committed within the prison system itself. His violent behavior toward other inmates and prison guards has resulted in multiple transfers to different facilities. His reputation as a highly dangerous inmate has earned him a place among the most notorious inmates in the world. Bronson's time in prison has been marked by a series of violent incidents and confrontations. His aggressive nature and refusal to abide by prison rules have made him a difficult inmate to control. As a result, he has spent significant amounts of time in solitary confinement. The story of Charles Bronson is a stark reminder of the complexity of the prison system and the challenges of managing highly dangerous individuals. His life and actions highlight the need for effective rehabilitation programs and strategies to address the underlying issues that contribute to criminal behavior. While Bronson's story is one of violence and aggression, it also raises important questions about the nature of punishment and the potential for rehabilitation within the prison system. His case serves as a reminder of the ongoing debate over the treatment of dangerous prisoners and the balance between punishment and reform. As we near the end of our exploration of the most dangerous prisoners, we reflect on the lives and crimes of these individuals. Their stories are a chilling reminder of the darkness that can lie within human nature and the devastating consequences of their actions. But our journey is not over yet. Join us as we uncover the story of Dennis Rader, better known as the BTK Killer, a man whose heinous crimes shocked an entire community. Stay tuned, because there's much more to come in this gripping exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates. Dennis Rader. Our exploration of the world's most dangerous inmates takes us into the chilling story of Dennis Rader, a man whose crimes struck terror into the hearts of an entire community. Also known as the BTK Killer, Rader left a trail of terror and devastation in her wake. Between 1974 and 1991, Rader committed a series of heinous crimes that earned her the moniker BTK, short for Bind, Torture, Kill. Her victims included four family members and six women who fell prey to her sadistic desires. Making Rader's crimes even more chilling was her taunting correspondence with police and the media. She would send letters and poems in which she boasted of her acts of violence and left clues to taunt investigators. The BTK case was closed after his final murder in 1991, leaving the community in fear and uncertainty. However, in 2004, Rader resumed communicating with the media, reigniting the investigation. He sent packages containing chilling objects, including bound dolls. Through skillful investigative work and advances in forensic technology, authorities were able to trace the communications back to Rader, leading to his arrest in 2005. Rader's arrest sent shockwaves through the community as the full extent of his crimes emerged. He was ultimately convicted of 10 counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to 10 consecutive life sentences. The families of his victims finally received a measure of relief knowing that the man responsible for their pain would spend the rest of his life behind bars. Since his incarceration, Rader has been confined to a maximum security prison, where he continues to be a haunting presence. His case is a chilling reminder of the depths of human depravity and the devastating consequences of unchecked violence. The story of Dennis Rader, the BTK killer, is a chilling chapter in the annals of crime. His transformation from ordinary family man to sadistic serial killer shocked the community and left a lasting impact on the lives of those affected by his crimes. Nico Jenkins. At the top of this list is Nico Jenkins, the most feared and dangerous man in prison. It all began in the summer of 2013, when the city of Omaha, Nebraska, became the hunting ground of a sadistic killer. Driven by a twisted ideology and a thirst for blood, Jenkins embarked on a killing spree that would forever stain the city's history. His first victim, Curtis Bradford, was a man who had allegedly disrespected Jenkins. In a cold and calculated act, Jenkins lured Bradford to a secluded area and unleashed a hail of bullets upon him. Bradford's lifeless body was discovered, sending shockwaves through the community. But this was just the beginning. Jenkins, who claimed to be the instrument of an ancient Egyptian serpent god, Apophis, believed he was performing ritual sacrifices. Over the course of the next 10 days, he continued his killing spree, leaving a trail of blood and horror in his wake. Each murder was more gruesome than the last, as Jenkins reveled in the pain and suffering he inflicted on his victims. Among Jenkins' victims was Andrea Kruger, a mother of three who was returning home from work when she encountered the wrath of the Omaha cutthroat. Jenkins, armed with a shotgun, shot her multiple times, leaving her lifeless body on the side of the road. The brutality of the crime shocked the community, which began to realize the danger that stalked them. 1. Uribe Peña, a hardworking man who simply happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, also fell victim to Jenkins' ruthless exploits. Uribe Peña was shot multiple times, his life snuffed out in an instant. The randomness of the attack left the community on edge, wondering who would be next. Jenkins' latest victim, Jorge Quijiga Ruiz, was a young man who had recently moved to Omaha in search of a better life. Little did he know that his dreams would be shattered at the hands of a deranged killer. Driven by his own twisted beliefs, Jenkins ended the life of Quijiga Ruiz in a brutal and senseless act of violence. As the body count mounted, law enforcement began a massive manhunt to bring Jenkins to justice. The Omaha Police Department, in partnership with federal agencies, worked tirelessly to piece together the puzzle and apprehend Omaha's throat slitter. The community lived in fear. Parents kept watch over their children and residents locked their doors at night. When Jenkins was finally captured, the nation's attention turned to the courtroom where the trial of the century would take place. Jenkins, displaying utter disregard for human life, taunted the families of his victims and showed no remorse for the pain he had caused. His erratic behavior and attempts to represent himself only added to the spectacle. Despite his attempts to manipulate the system, Jenkins was convicted of multiple counts of first-degree murder. The judge, recognizing the gravity of his crimes, sentenced him to 450 years in prison. But even behind bars, Jenkins remains a source of fear and violence, and his reputation as the world's most dangerous inmate grows stronger with each passing day. Nico Jenkins was born into a world of chaos and violence. Growing up in Omaha, Nebraska, he was exposed to a toxic environment from an early age. His family, deeply involved in criminal activity, provided a breeding ground for the seeds of destruction. Jenkins witnessed firsthand the brutality and lawlessness that permeated his environment, leaving an indelible mark on his impressionable young mind. Jenkins' family played a significant role in shaping his criminal mindset. His parents, both deeply rooted in the criminal underworld, were his primary role models. From a young age, he was exposed to a lifestyle that glorified violence and rewarded criminal behavior. The absence of positive influences and lack of guidance led Jenkins down a path of self-destruction. One of the most chilling aspects of Jenkins' psychological profile is his unwavering belief in the supernatural. He claimed to be the instrument of an ancient Egyptian serpent god, Apophis, and believed that his crimes were part of a ritual sacrifice. This distorted belief system provided Jenkins with a sense of purpose and justification for his heinous acts, further fueling his descent into darkness. News of Jenkins' heinous crimes and his status as the Omaha cutthroat quickly spread throughout the prison system. Inmates whispered his name under their breaths, their faces filled with a mixture of fear and curiosity. Jenkins' reputation preceded him, and he became a symbol of terror within the prison walls. Jenkins' notoriety within the prison hierarchy was unmatched. In a world where force and dominance reigned, his reputation as a ruthless killer elevated him to a position of power. Other inmates, aware of the consequences of crossing the most feared man in the prison, kept their distance, fearing the wrath that awaited them. Even prison guards were not immune to the fear Jenkins instilled. They walked a fine line between maintaining order and ensuring their own safety. Jenkins' unpredictable behavior and propensity for violence made him a constant threat, forcing guards to be on constant alert. The mere mention of his name sent a chill down their spines, a reminder of the danger lurking within the prison walls. Jenkins' reputation as the most feared man in the prison came at a cost. His notoriety led to his isolation from the general inmate population. He was confined to a special unit where he was kept under constant surveillance. The isolation served both to protect other inmates and to control Jenkins' violent tendencies. Despite being confined to a special unit, Jenkins' violent nature persisted. Reports from prison officials detail numerous incidents in which he attacked other inmates and assaulted guards. His reputation as a dangerous and unpredictable inmate was well-founded, as he continued to sow fear and chaos within the prison walls. We have reached the end of this video.